What's up, nerds? My name is Amanda, and I'm the executive and music pastor at God Squad Church, a church for gamers. And today, I have the privilege and honor to be your host for this week's Bible Thump. And today, I wanted to talk to you about the right kind of waiting. You know how a certain topic just keeps popping up in your life in several different ways? For me, that's been active waiting. From conversations to worship songs, personal application, this has just been a very prevalent topic in my life at this time. But what does active waiting mean, and what is the right kind? Well, many of us have found ourselves in situations where all we could do was wait. Maybe you had the conversation that you needed to have, and now you are waiting for a response or a decision to be made. Maybe you've been sick for quite some time and you've been waiting for healing, or maybe even just a diagnosis, so at the very least you can start treatment. Maybe you've been searching for a new job and you've applied to so many different places. Maybe you've even started the interview process and now you're just waiting to see if one of these places will hire you. Maybe you're in a situation that's just completely out of your control and all you can do is wait for God to move. Whatever the situation may be, I think we've all been there at some point, and I think we can all agree that this is never a fun place to be. Because the reality is that no one likes waiting in this day and age. We like fast phones, fast internet, fast food, fast customer service, and the list goes on and on. We have become obsessed with efficiency and finding the quickest way to accomplish things, or else we consider it to be the worst inconvenience in the world. It makes me think of a commercial from several years ago, the 877 Cash Now. It's my money and I need it now. And I low-key loved that commercial because it was awesome. But I think that that whole mindset and concept applies. I mean, we even think about Amazon, right? The two-day shipping. We've been so spoiled by Amazon to the point where, like, it's been 4 days and we're, like, outraged that our package hasn't arrived yet. May or may not be a true story of my husband, but it's just the reality that we are in. We don't like to wait. But when it comes to how God works, it's often the exact opposite. God doesn't rush anything. He takes his time to do his work in our lives. I mean, if we look at our own relationship with God, everything that we have learned and everything that we have grown was something that took time. We often can get impatient because the reality is that God doesn't work in our timing. He works in his timing, and his timing is perfect, which means we often have to wait longer than we'd humanly like to wait. So, what do we do when we are waiting for something, whether an answer, an assignment, a diagnosis, provision, whatever it may be? From the way I look at it, there are three kinds of waiting we can do: inactive waiting, the wrong kind of active waiting, and then the right kind of active waiting. Let's dive into each. So first, let's talk about inactive waiting. Inactive waiting means what it says. You are inactively waiting, either not doing much or nothing at all. Maybe you've prayed once or twice, sharing your needs with God as if he were a genie in a bottle at your beck and call, but that's about it. You haven't put in the work you should or could do on your end, whether that be doing what is in your control, praying or seeking God, or maybe even fasting. You might have even the mindset of expecting him to move while you figuratively sit with your feet up and wait for your wish to come true. Now, it may sound harsh, but I'm sure each of us have been here at some point. I know that I have, and I think it's obvious that this is not the right approach when it comes to waiting on God. We can't do absolutely nothing and expect God to honor that and fulfill our every wish. So, if we can't do nothing, then maybe we should do all the things and more. Then God will move on our behalf, which leads us to the wrong kind of active waiting. This kind of waiting is when we are too active because we believe that the outcome depends on it, So we end up doing more than we should. Maybe instead of having that necessary conversation once, you keep having it because you think if you keep having it, you'll eventually get the response that you want. Maybe you believe God will only answer your prayer if you serve in your church to the point of burnout. Internally, you may struggle to trust that God will come through for you, so you do as much as you can to make up for your lack of trust. If I'm being honest, this is the kind of waiting that I struggle with the most. It is my default that I fall back on when I'm struggling to trust that God's promises are yes and amen, and that yes, they apply to me too. So, what do we do if we can't do too little and can't do too much? Well, I believe that leaves us somewhere in the middle with the right kind of active waiting. This kind of waiting neither includes the need for performance to receive your desired outcome, nor does it include simply sitting around and waiting for God to move when you haven't done a thing. This kind of waiting actively trusts that God will move on your behalf, no matter the circumstances around you. This kind of waiting is the active decision to pray and to worship, giving thanks before the prayer has been answered because you believe God will work all things out for your good. With this kind of waiting, you do not allow yourself to be swayed by your circumstances to act, but you instead trust and worship despite your circumstances. F.B. Meyer said, "Never act in panic, nor allow man to dictate you. Calm yourself and be still. Force yourself into the quiet of your closet until the pulse beats normally and the scare has ceased to disturb. When you are most eager to act is the time when you will make the most pitiable mistakes. Do not say in your heart what you will or will not do, but wait upon God until He makes known His way. So long as that way is hidden, it is clear that there is no need of action and that He accounts Himself responsible for all results of keeping you where you are." Now, there's so much goodness to unpack there, but the most important thing said in that paragraph, in my opinion, and according to this application, is calm yourself and be still. That immediately makes me think of Psalm 46:10, which says, "Be still and know that I am God." There are a few more verses in the Bible that speak to being still. We see in 1 Samuel 12:16, it says, "Now then, stand still and see this great thing the Lord is about to do before your eyes." And again, Exodus 14:14 says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." So what do these verses tell us to do? To be still. But not just be still, to be still and know. And what do these verses tell us that we are to know? That He alone is God, that the Lord is about to do something before our eyes, and that the Lord will fight for us. That means He alone can make a way where there seems to be no way, that He's about to do something incredible, and that He fights our battles. I will gladly be still if it means all of this. Now, another thing that F.E. Meyer said was that we are to force ourselves into the quiet of our closet until the pulse beats normally and the scare has ceased to disturb. The reality is that we are human and that life will often scare us or disturb our faith in some way. So, what do we do when we're faced with that reality? Do we give in to the scare and allow our actions and beliefs to fall in line accordingly? No, of course not. We force ourselves into that quiet place and remind ourselves over and over and over again that God is good even when our circumstances aren't. We remind ourselves of the truth of Scripture and the promises that God has spoken to us. This is the right kind of active waiting. To be still and know that He is God, that He is in control, that He will move on our behalf, and that He fights our battles for us. That while we are waiting, we are praising and thanking Him for His goodness and His faithfulness, and that His promises are yes and amen. That while we are waiting, we are actively choosing to put our hope and our trust in Him, even when our faith is tested and nothing seems to be going the way that we want it to. I was recently reminded of this beautiful worship song called Defender, and I wanted to share the lyrics with you here. And it starts off with the verses saying, "You go before I know that you've even gone to win my war. You come back with the head of my enemy. You come back and you call it my victory. You go before I know that you've even gone to win my war. Your love becomes my greatest defense. It leads me from the dry wilderness. You know before I do where my heart can seek to find your truth. Your mercy is the shade I'm living in, and you restore my faith and hope again." And then we continue into the pre-chorus and chorus that sings, "And all I did was praise. All I did was worship. All I did was bow down. All I did was stay still. Hallelujah, you have saved me so much better your way. Hallelujah, great defender, so much better your way." And this song, man, it gets me every time, but this song is such a beautiful picture of what waiting, active waiting, is meant to look like. While God was off fighting our battles, all we did was praise. All we did was worship. All we did was stay still and bow down. And to be clear, this kind of waiting doesn't just happen. This takes intentionality. The intentionality to make the decision to trust despite the circumstances and praise before your breakthrough. I'm going to say that last part again. To praise before your breakthrough, because we believe that breakthrough will come. But the beautiful thing is that none of this is dependent on our own understanding and strength. We need only to remind ourselves of God's promises, His goodness and faithfulness, and to submit ourselves before the Father, allowing Him to not only move on our behalf, but to sustain us, because we cannot sustain ourselves. Psalm 62, 5 through 6 says, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken." God is our foundation, our fortress, and our hope. We can put our trust and our hope and our confidence in Him, and He will uphold us. And so, my nerdy friends, the next time you find yourself in a season of waiting, I encourage you to make the intentional decision to choose the right kind of active waiting, to not default to inactive waiting or the wrong kind of active waiting, but to instead be still before the Lord and know that He is God, that He is in control, and that He is making a way where there seems to be no way. I truly believe that no matter what you face, God will lead you through it as long as you allow Him to. Once again, my name is Amanda, and thank you so much for joining me today. If you'd like to check out our Saturday services with God Squad Church, you can catch us at 1 p.m. or 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We multi-stream to Twitch, Kick, Facebook, and YouTube. And so until then, make sure you guys tune in next week for the next episode of Bible Thump with Love Thy Nerd. And until then, God bless and take care.